Shir's Masechta Saita Daf Beis. We begin Beizra Hashem Yisbarach, the new Masechta. The subject of our Masechta is a Saita. A Saita is a woman who was suspected, a married woman who is suspected of adultery. The halacha is that if a woman, an Eishes Ish, has an adulterous relationship, if there was hasra, proper warning, and edim, the halacha is that woman is subject to misa, to chenek. If there weren't edim, if all of these details were not fulfilled, the halacha is that the woman is not killed, but she may not remain with her husband. Regarding her ksuba payment, etc., we will discuss those issues later in our Masechta Emir Tashem. The Torah speaks about a woman who the husband made kinui. He warned her that she should not be left alone, secluded with men, with a man. And then Stira, this woman, violated her husband's warning and did remain in seclusion with that man. And that is a question: is that woman, what is that woman's status? The Torah tells us, the parasha of Saita, that the way to verify exactly what her status is by bringing her to the Beis HaMikdash, taking the parasha Saita that's written in the Torah in Parashas Nasai, writing that entire parasha on a klaf, which is dissolved in water from the Kiyar, which is the Mayim HaMa'orim, which this woman then drinks. And if she Chas V'Shalom had an adulterous relationship with Safsa Bitna V'Nafli Recha, she suffers a very gruesome death. But if not, the Nixer V'Nezra Zera, if she's clean, on the contrary, she will be worthy of brachas of children. And we will discuss the details of this procedure in Mitzvah Hashem later in the Masechta. Begins the Mishnah. Hamekana l'ishtar, if one warns his wife that she should not seclude herself with a man. Rebbe Elazar Omer, mekana la pishnayim. This kinui must be done in the presence of two witnesses. And as the Mefarshim explained, the purpose of having these two witnesses there is twofold. One is that the kinui is not considered a kinui unless it was done in the presence of two witnesses. And furthermore, as we just mentioned, if it will ever come that this woman should be subject to drinking the Mayim HaMa'irim, the halacha is that we will require these two witnesses to testify that there was a proper kinui. There's a machlokes ha'achronim, if the woman has to be aware of the presence of these two witnesses as her husband performs kinui, or if the witnesses heard the kinui even if they weren't, if she wasn't aware of their presence, it would be adequate. Umashka, but according to Belezer, stira could be performed api eid echad, api atzmai, through an eid echad, or even if the husband himself sees stira, the halacha would be that the woman is considered that she had a stira. The Mefarshim discuss, if stira could be performed api atzmai, it certainly can be performed api eid echad. Why does the Mishnah say both the din api atzmai and api eid echad? And before we answer the question, it's worthwhile to say that api eid echad, the halacha is wherever an eid echad is acceptable, even a person, a woman, or an ever kanani who are typically not acceptable for eidus as an eid echad, they would be acceptable. So Mefarshim explained, if the Mishnah only said al pi atzmai, we would think that the husband has the power of making stira by himself, because the husband is shavya nafshe chaticha de surah. He's proclaiming his wife as asur. That's why his stira is valid through himself. But if we're going to rely on Edom, perhaps we need two Edom, like the Torah always requires two Edom. On the other hand, we would think, if we only said Eid Echad, we'd say that if an Eid Echad is acceptable, that's because an Eid Echad always has the potential of there being another Eid. But when there's himself, when it's the husband involved, then it's a different din. That's why the Mishnah mentions both Api Eid Echad or Api Atzman. Rabbi Shua disagrees. He says that the Mekanel Api Shnayim, the Kuni has to be done through two Edim, and so too Mashka Api Shnayim, so too does the Stira have to take place with two Edim. Anything less would not be considered a valid Kinui V'Stira. There's an interesting Machloikas Rishonim. According to Rabbi Shua, who says that even for the Stira there has to be two Edim, says the Rambam, that's only as far as giving her to drink the Mayim HaMa'orim. As far as giving her to drink the Mayim HaMa'orim, there the halacha is that two Edim are required. But certainly if a husband, says the Rambam, is aware that his wife violated the Stira, he's no longer permitted to remain married to her, because he's aware of her Stira. Rashi disagrees with the Rambam, and according to Rashi, as long as there is no halakhically valid stira, the halacha is that the husband may remain married to this woman. So the Gemara goes into the details of kinui. Ketzav mekanelo, how is kinui performed? Oimla b'fnei shnayim, he tells her in front of two people, al tadabri mishploini, don't be secluded with that person. The Mefarshim, the Paiskim, discuss a number of halachic issues in kinui. Tonight, Behuda says that kinui must be done specifically between the husband and the wife. A husband cannot use a shliach to do kinui. Many other Paiskim disagree and say that since we have a concept of shlucha shaladim kamaisai, a shliach is valid to do kinui. The Marsham says that kinui can be performed by writing a note. It doesn't have to be specifically spoken out. The Menches Chinuch says that even though Poshe Pshat of kinui is that the husband tells the wife, you may not be secluded with this specific man, says the Menches Chinuch, kinui could be for multiple men. And the husband could say that don't have kinui with a group of men. Most Mefarshim say that even according to the Meches Chinuch, that kinui does not have to be limited to one man. You can have more than one man that the husband warns the wife don't be secluded with. The halach is that he has to list at least all of the names of those men. Just saying, I don't want you to be secluded with men without mentioning their names would certainly not be a valid kinui. Furthermore, kinui could even be with relatives that one is normally allowed to be with yichud. The halach is that a woman can have yichud with a father. A woman, under certain circumstances, can have yichud with her brother. Yet, kinui would be effective between a father and a brother also. The Dibrimai, and the woman, continues the Mishnah, ignored what her husband said, and she did speak to that person, she was secluded with that person. Adayim Materis Ilabesa, she's permitted to a home, or Materis Lachma Truma, and if she's the wife of a Kayan, she may eat Truma. However, Nichnasa Ima Ilabes Haseser, if she went to a secluded place, Vishas Ima Kedei Tuma, and she remained the amount of time that she could have relations, we'll discuss exactly what the shear is in the Gemara Mitzvashem, then the halach is that she's considered a saita. The Mepaiskim point out that when the Mishnah says Nichnasa Imo Lebeis HaSeser, says the Yerushalmi, that in order for it to be considered a kstira, the woman and the adulterer had to walk in Nichnasa Imo, they had to walk into this secluded home together. The Bavli seems to disagree. It doesn't have to be that they entered the house together. Even if they didn't enter the secluded house together, it would be considered a stira. However, the Chasam Sofer does point out that if the woman is in her home and the adulterer came to her home, it may be that even the Bavli agrees that would not be a situation of stira. The Paiskim also say that for it to be considered a stira, we do not necessarily have to have a violation of Hilchus Yichud, meaning that even if we follow the Hilchus Yichud, this woman did not do anything wrong. For example, one of the Hatayim of Yichud is Baala Be'ir. If a husband is in the city, there is no Issa Yichud. If the door is open to Rosh Hashanah, there is no Issa Yichud. Those halachas do not necessarily travel together with the halacha that we're discussing here. And even though as far as Hilchus Yichud is concerned, she perhaps has not violated the Hilchus Yichud, she has violated her warning and she's considered that she had stira. And a woman who had stira, asura labesa, may not live with her husband. And as the Mefarshim point out, she also may not live if they get divorced with the adulterer, but the Mishnah is focusing on the husband. If she's married to a kohen, the halacha is asur lech b'truma, she may not eat truma. The Chasam Sofer discusses what would be the halacha if a woman had kinui v'stira, but she knows she's innocent. She knows that she didn't do anything wrong. What is the halacha? May she or may she not eat truma? The Chasam Sofer says that she may eat truma, and that is also the opinion of the Maramints. There are Paiskim that disagree and say that since the Mishnah says a surah lech b'truma, it doesn't make a difference that she knows that she's innocent or not. In Mace, if and now she's subject to drinking the mayim hamamorim, says the Mishnah, in Mace, if the husband dies before she drank the mayim hamamorim, the halacha would be chalitza v'lemis yabemis. She goes through chalitza and not yibum, because since her husband is no longer alive, we don't know her status. We won't allow her to have yibum, but we do require to have chalitza. Mos rishonim paskin, only she can't have yibum, but hatzara, if this man was married to a number of women, that other wife will be able to have not only chalitza but even yibum. Says the Gemara, michti tana minazir salat. We just finished learning mesecht nazir. My tam de katana saita. So why are we learning mesecht saita? What is the connection between nazir and saita? And as the Mefarshim explained, even though normally we don't ask this question, we don't try to explain the seder of the Mishnayis. Here, since we find that the Torah puts together the parasha of Nazir and Saita, and as the Mefarshim point out, it's something that's quite interesting, because on one hand, a Nazir represents Kedusha. A Saita represents just the opposite. So why are these people, why are these two subjects put together? My Tama the Karsana Saita, why is Saita taught right after learning Nazir? Answers the Gemara, Kid the Rebbe, as Rebbe taught us, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Lama Nismucha Pashas, Nazir Lapashas Saita, why are these two Pashas put together in the Torah? To teach us, Loimalach, Shekala Royu Saita Bekakula, if somebody sees a Saita as she acted improperly, Yazir Atzmai Minayayin, should separate themselves, should become a Nazir. Now, Farshim asks, that we learned the Masechta Nazir, that one should not be a Nazir. And he was saying, Yazir Atzmai Minayayin. So I saw a number of terutzim. One teretz is that's only referring to a Nazir Tomei. A Nazir Tomei is inappropriate. We're not speaking about it, Nazir Tomei. Another pshat that I saw is that the Gemara doesn't mean Yazir Atzmai Minayayin, in meaning that he should become a Nazir. Just Yazir Atzmai Minayayin, he shouldn't drink wine. Because how does a woman come to such a status? Because she drank wine and started acting immorally. So this man should separate himself from wine, but not necessarily by becoming a Nazir. A third pshat that I saw is that many times the halacha tells us to do something which is not lechatchila. The halacha, for example, is that one's not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Yet if one had a bad dream, he is allowed to fast a tanis chaloyim on Shabbos. Here too, even though one should not really become a nazir, but raya saita b'kakula yazir atzmei min hayayin, he should become a nazir. Mefarshim also explain that what is pshat raya saita b'kakula, he should recognize that this woman didn't start off being an Eishes Ish who had an adulterous relationship. She started off by doing small averis, which ultimately, Rachman Otzlan, led to big averis. Here too, a person has to learn that lesson. However, many Sfarim, Tzadikayin, and the Michtav Eliyahu all discuss that the concept of this Gemara, of Arayi Soita B'Kakula, Yaza Atzma Min Ayayin, comes to teach us the following. Everything that happens to us happens min hashamayim, because the question really is, if somebody raw saita b'kakulai, if somebody saw that this saita acted improperly, certainly he will act properly when he sees what happens to the saita, the terrible degradation that she has to go through. Certainly that will prevent him from doing an aveira. So why does he have to become a nazir? To teach us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending this person a message. Why did you see this Saita B'Kakula? Specifically you. It must be that you need to get better yourself. You need to be Yazir Atzmei Min Hayayin. And the Michtav Eliyahu goes on to explain. He says that it says in Pirkei Avos, Kol Shechmas Min Beruba B'Masim. If we have a person that has great Chachma, here's such an example. A person experienced seeing a saita with the entire horrible procedure she has to undergo. So he would think that he doesn't have to do more. That will become enough for him not to do the wrong thing. Teaches us the Gemara. No, seeing this is not enough. You have to take action if you see something like this. Yazir atzmei min hayayin, that you shouldn't, chas v'shalom, come to do aveira. Ask the Gemara. But if we're following the order of the psukim, that's one way to mefarsh Master Gemara's question. Or if we're following this lesson of Aroy Soit B'Kakula Yazra Atzma Minayayin, so the order should be the other order. For listening Soit of Ahadim listening Nazir, we should first learn Masech the Soit and then Masech the Nazir. Answers the Gemara, I did the Tanik Subis, since we learned Masech the Ksubis, and in Masech the Ksubis we learned the parak Hamadir, that's why Tanin Adorim. So then we learn Nedarim, which is connected to that parak. Vayde Tana Nedarim, Tana Nazir. Once we learn Masechta Nedarim, we learn Masechta Nazir, which are also a form of a neder, the Domil Nedarim, and then Tana Saita Kedarebi. So as Mefarshim explained, we discussed this at the beginning of Masechta Nazir. Actually, Masechta Nazir doesn't really belong in Seyda Nashim at all. The reason it was put in to say the Noshim is because it's similar to Nedarim, and the Nedarim are here because they're similar, they have this connection to the Masechta Ksaita. The Emory Emes explains that the lesson of this Gemara is Kal Roy Saita B'Kakuloi Yazir Atzmei Min Hayayin, is really, the Pasuk says, Sume Ra Vasoif Toiv. First a person should stop doing Averis, then Vasei Toiv should do Mitzvahs. However, the Gemara is teaching us that if one will live that way, only not doing averus, nowadays specifically, he may never come to do a mitzvah. And that's why the pasuk says, first nazir, first do the mitzvah, and by doing the mitzvah, that will prevent you from doing averus. Says the Gemara, Hamakane, the Mishnah used the Lashon Hamakane, one who warned, which seems the evident in l'chatchil uloi, one should not l'chatchil be makane his wife, because kosova tana the don, our tana holds, os l'kanois, doing kinui is inappropriate. And the Mefarshim explain why. The Shita quotes of Machloikis in Masech Gittin between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, one may only divorce his wife if his wife did a dvar erva. she had an adulterous relationship. However, according to Beis Hillel, one may divorce his wife even if a ketiach tafshiloi, she burnt his food. Says the Gemara, that is pshat of what we're explaining. That is pshat of what we're explaining here. According to Beis Hillel, if one is suspecting that his wife acted improperly, so all he needs to do is divorce his wife. Why does he have to go through the kinui? Only according to Beis Shammai can we understand, who we don't paskin like, till we understand why kinui should be performed. The Sefer Michas Kanaz asks the following question. He says that the Taz teaches us a rule. The Taz teaches us a rule that wherever the Torah says something may be done, Chazal have no right to say that that is Asur. Memela asks the Michas Kanaz, the Torah specifically says that kinui may be performed. So how could Chazal then go and say that kinui may not be done? So one teretz that he gives is that what the Torah means is, as we're going to learn in Mitzvah Shem and tomorrow's shir, va'ova olav ruach kina. The Torah speaks about a ruach kina, not speaking about a regular person who treats his wife that way. But another teretz that he gives is, absolutely, if the Torah tells us that something may be done, Chazal cannot go and say it should not be done. However, kinui brings to a disruption of shalom bayis. When it comes to a disruption of shalom bayis, even if the Torah says something may be done, asul kanois, don't do it. Never disrupt shalom bayis. Amar Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, ki have a pasuk Rish Lakish besoita. When Rish Lakish would begin to learn Masechta Soita, Amar Hachi, he would ask. He had a question. The first would say that implicit in this Gemara is a question that Rish Lakish had. And the question was that the Torah begins with the words Ish Ish Kisishtoi Ishtoi. The Torah, when it speaks about Parshas Soita, speaks about the husband. But it's not the husband, it's the wife who's the Soita. So why does the Torah speak to the husband? The Mefarshim also explained that the Gemara's question is, how does it come to a husband that he should end up with this terrible misfortune that his wife becomes a Soita? On that he answered, Amahachi, if one aim is avgun lo adam, isha lo lefi masav. A husband's wife is given to him according to the way he acts. Shenemar klayenuach shevet arosha agar al tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring a shevet. His wife is called a shevet. Shevet means a stick. She's the one that administers the house. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring a bad wife to a good man. Another reason the Mefarshim say a wife is called a shevet is because shevet represents simcha bracha toiva. A good wife brings to the home simcha and bracha and toiva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not bring such a woman to a good person. So somebody's wife is a soita, it must be that it's because of, it's a reflection of him. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rabba Bachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the kashal is avgun kriyas yamsuf. Putting together a husband and wife is as difficult as kriyas yamsuf. Shenema elakim moishiv yechidim baisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes yechidim, two individuals, and makes them together into one home. Or moitzi asirim b'kasharis, like he took Klai Yisrael out b'kasharis by kriyas yamsuf. So Farshim discuss at great length this Gemara. They explain the pasuk says Elokim Moishiv Yechidim Baisa. It doesn't say Elokim Moishiv Yechidim Bayis. It says Baisa, but has in it the letters of Yud and Kei, the letters of Hashem's name, because the Shechina is in the home of a good marriage. And it's like Kasharis, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim at the time of spring, which is a perfect time, so too does HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the perfect match to each person. And the Maral says this requires HaKadosh Baruch Hu's personal intervention, because to take two separate people and to make them into one, v'hayu l'basa echad, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. And as the Maral explains, the nace of Kriyas Yamsuf was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took water which is a simple element, and separate it into two. Here to take two separate individuals, which is a great nace, here to take two separate individuals and make him into one is also a tremendous nace. Mefarshim explain, how could the Gemara say v'kosha l'zavgam? Is anything difficult for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Inyakov explains what the Gemara is saying is as follows. A human being can never do Kriyas Yamsuf. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu was easy. So too, we cannot really make perfect matches. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who can make the perfect match. Another pshat that I saw that the Gemara compares it to Kriyas Yamsuf, for I saw this pshat from Chaim Shmulevitz. He says that when Klal Yisrael was standing by the Yam, they all believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to do a neis. But everybody had a different opinion what neis was going to happen. Nobody thought that the neis would be a Kriyas Yamsuf. So too, everybody agrees, everybody believes that he's going to have a civic. But it's hard to believe, everybody thinks this is going to be the girl, she's going to be from here, this is going to be her family. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does like Kriyas Yamsuf, not from we could ever expect. Another pshat that the Gemara says is by Kriyas Yamsuf, the Yam did not want to split. The Yam did not want to split because it saw that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim with the Bezus Mitzrayim with a lot of gold and silver from Mitzrayim, and that got the Yam saying that they didn't do this to serve Hashem. They did it only because of the money. Same too, sometimes people who look for matches only look for money, says the Gemara. In such a case, it's kosher k'kriyas yamsuf. To make such a match is as difficult as kriyas yamsuf. Another pshat that I saw is that we know the famous medrash that when Klal Yisrael stood by Yamsuf, nobody wanted to be the first to jump in. It took Nachshon ben Aminadav to be the first to jump in. Same too by a marriage. Sometimes the man and the woman need to take a jump. They need to take the plunge and be prepared to get married. Another pshat, the Farshim say, is that many times, especially as the Gemara is teaching us now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a shidduch, he sees the man and the woman, and according to their current matzav, according to their current status, it's a perfect shidduch. But it could well be that down the road, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that they're not going to be the same, which was the same by Kriyas Yamsuf. When Klal Yisrael jumped into the Yam, they were deserving of that neis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that in future generations, they may not be deserving of that neis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it according to what their status was then. So too, when it comes to a shidduch, does HaKadosh Baruch Hu make the shidduch according to the status of this man and woman that are now, and he doesn't look that they may, chas v'sholom, change. Ask the Gemara, Eini, is this true? Vomer Rabbi Yudam Arav, Abom Yom Koyim Yitzirus of Lad, 40 days before the child is formed, Bas Kol Yotzes Vomeres, Bas Pliny Leplini, the daughter of this man is going to marry this man, Bais Pliny Leplini, this house is destined for this man, Soda Pliny Leplini, and so about the field. So we see that it doesn't have to do with a person's actions. Answer the Gemara, like Kasha, Habizdiv Grishin, Habizdiv Gsheni. In a first marriage, it's preordained. The second marriage is Lefi Masov. Most of the Farshim explain the Gemara this way, the differences between a first marriage and a second marriage, and they even go on to explain that the definition of a second marriage is that when both partners in the marriage were not married previously. However, many Mefarshim explain, Habazivik Rishon, Habazivik Sheni means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu preordains for every person his match. However, as the person acts, that match may not be the right match anymore. That match is Lefi Masov, according to the person's actions. And that's one of the reasons the Miri says people should get married young before their actions could change who was their proper shidduch. And that's why the halacha is that even though here the Gemara is saying that every match is preordained, still the halacha is one may get engaged during Chol HaMoed, one can get engaged during the 9 days. Shem Yekadmena Acher. Maybe somebody else will marry this woman. The question is, why is there concern of Shem Yekadmena Acher? Isn't everything preordained? But according to the way we're explaining the Gemara, that could be changed It can be changed because of a person's actions. It can be changed because of a person's tefillah. That's why the halacha is that a person should get can get engaged in those times. And for the same reason, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, testing couples if they have certain diseases, that if the both of the couples, both of the partners, carry certain genes with genetic diseases, may be tested to avoid such matches. I isn't everything preordained. It says our Gemara is teaching us that certainly it could change, and therefore those tests should be done. Rav Moshe says, of course, in the most discreet way possible, and that's the way Rav Moshe Sternberg holds in the Shas of Chuvas and Hoggis. Rav Ozna holds that way also. In fact, the Chasam Sofer paskins the why don't we make a Shechiyonu by a wedding? Isn't it a tremendous simcha? If we make a Shechiyonu when we buy a new suit, certainly we should make a Shechiyonu when we get married. He says, because a Shechiyonu is only made by something that comes to us completely from Hashem. A yontif comes from Hashem. Even if we buy something new, who gave us the money? Only Hashem. But a zivik, as we're saying now, there's an element of our involvement in every zivik. And since we're involved in it, so it's not purely from Hashem, and we therefore don't make a shechiyonu. The Gemara says, Bas Pliny Lepliny. Why by the daughter does it say her father's name, not by the husband? Some say because it's usually the girl's parents who support, but I saw two other pshatim. The Bnei Sashcha explains, the Gemara says that one is supposed to marry a Bas Talmud Chacham, but it doesn't say anywhere in the Gemara that one is supposed to marry a Talmud Chacham, a Ben Talmud Chacham, and therefore he's also supposed to marry a Talmud Chacham, and therefore we have to look at the Bas, the daughter. Is she the daughter of a Talmud Chacham? We don't have to look, is he the son of a Talmud Chacham? Another pshat that I saw is that a girl, as long as she's in her parents' home, she follows the customs of her father. But once she gets married, she follows the customs of her husband. Bas Pliny, only as long as she's a bas, as long as she's a single woman, that's when she follows her father's menhagim. Once she will get married, she leaves her father's home, and now she will follow the menhagim of her husband. The Mefarshim also say Lefi Masov, that the second marriage is Lefi Masov. First, you explain, in the first marriage, a young couple get married together, they're building a new home together, they're going to have children together. But Lefi Masov, and that will unite the couple. A second marriage requires Maisim, they require work on creating a home that will be a beautiful home, which will be Pliny Lepliny, which will be a successful and beautiful home. Mefarshim also say the Gemara uses the word bas kol yoytzis vaymeres. What does the Gemara mean by it says bas kol yoytzis vaymeres? So it's a bas kol machrezes, the bas kol announces. Answer the Mefarshim. What happens in Shemayim is very simple to what, similar to what happens here. There's a discussion in Shemayim who should marry whom. Until the bas kol gives a clap, bas pliny and pliny, this is the shidduch that we decided on. And the Chassidish Sfarim say that sometimes we see that it takes a little longer for a boy or a girl to find their match, and sometimes it's not so long. What does it depend on? They say that every havamina that was discussed in Shemayim, the boy and girl have to go through until they ultimately meet their proper mate. And that's why Machrezes Vaymeres, it's a Yoytzes Vaymeres, and announces it after going through this debate that will have relevance in this world. So the Mishnah said, Rabbi Lezer, Oymer Mekanela Pishnayim. Kinu is done by two witnesses, Stira by one witness. And Rabbi Shua says both Kinu and Stira are done by one witness. Kinu is done by two witnesses, I'm sorry, and Stira is done by one witness. Says the Gemara, Atkan le Pligi al Bikinu v'Stira. The discussion of our Mishnah is regarding Kini Vestira. Ava Betuma, if to say that this woman certainly had an adulterous relationship, there after Kini and Stira were done, as the Gemara is saying, so we have strong circumstantial evidence, there everybody agrees, Erecha Mehemon, one aid is believed. Vetana Nami, and so too we're going to learn later in the Masechta, Eid Echad Oima Niri Isishnit Mas, if an Eid Echad says that she was Tomei, we don't give it to drink the Maimarim. Farshim explains, certainly we wouldn't kill her based on the testimony of one aid, just her husband may not remain with her and the marriage is dissolved. Ask the Gemara, Midraisim and Olam, the Mehemen Eid Echad, how do we know that an Eid Echad is Neman? And there's a fundamental machloikis rishonim in understanding what this Eid Echad says. According to Rashi, the Eid Echad has to say that the stira that's being testified to wasn't just a stira, but rather he saw that there was actually, they actually had relations. Rambam disagrees that once there was a kinui in stira, an Eid Echad that says that they had relations, even if that act didn't take place during the stira that was referred to, it's still considered a situation where the Eid Echad is Neman. The Paiskim also discuss, could the Baal himself be the Eid Echad saying that I was the one that had an adulterous relationship with this woman? It's machlokes if he would be believed or not. Ask the Gemara, Midraisim and Nolan, the Mehemen Eid Echad, how do we know that this Eid Echad is Neman? Says the Tana Rabbanan, the Eid Einba. The Pasuk says, Davab Nei Yisov Amatalem Isha Isha Ki Yisishtei Ishtei Mol Bamal V'shachiv Ishoi Shich V'zera V'nela Meina Isha. The woman had an adulterous relation. V'nistra V'nitma V'eid Einba. There is no aid. V'hila Nisposa and she wasn't forced. Says the Gemara V'eid Einba V'shnaim Akos B'daber. The Pasuk is telling us there were not two witnesses. The Pasuk is saying there were not two witnesses. There was, however, one witness. And the knowledge of claim that comes about through the testimony of one witness, as long as she wasn't forced, will cause her to be prohibited to her husband. Maybe, says the Gemara, Ayin al Sul Bechad, maybe she's even usher, even if there isn't one. Tamaloima, Layakam Erechabish. The Gemara will ask, if there isn't even one aid, why would she be usher? The Pasuk says, Layakam Erechabish. The Pasuk says, one aid is not acceptable. Says the Gemara, Mashna Malayakim Eid Beish. If the Pasuk would have just said the word, an aid should not say testimony about someone, any day Shuachat, it's obvious that it's referring to one aid. Matam Malayim Echot. What does the Torah have to say? Layakim Eid Echot. Zebnei Av. This becomes a source. The Kamakim Shnemer Aid. Wherever the Torah just uses the word aid, Harei Kan Shnaim, it means two witnesses, because two witnesses represent a set of witnesses that's halachically acceptable. Unless the Torah says that it's speaking about one witness. So now we see that when the Torah says Ve'eid Einbo, there were no two witnesses, there was only one witness, and she's awesome. And the Torah is saying Trei Lesbo, there were no two witnesses. Elacha, there was only one witness, and as long as Vehilai Nitvasa, as long as she wasn't forced, she would be also to her husband. Ask the Gemara, Elatamdik Sivlayakam Erechbish. How do we know that the word aid means two witnesses? Because I learned it from the Pasuk of Layakam Erechod. Ask the Gemara, why would we have to learn it from that Pasuk? We could learn it Halav Hachi, I could understand it. Because have a mean aid aside to Chadu. If we're going to say that the word aid means only one witness, and we're going to say the aid ainbo, the fila chadlaka, that there isn't even one witness, elba my mitzvah, if there isn't even one witness, how could the pasuk say that she would be osur? Based on what? Itzrich. Sakadat chameina. I would say the pasuk means aid ainbo, that there are no witness about her, a nemimbo, that the pasuk is teaching us just the opposite, that one witness will not be believed to be, make her also to her husband. Ein nemenbo. What are we saying? That he's not trusted. El my boy. What is required? Adikatrei. Then, unless there were two witnesses that say that she had this relationship, she's not also. If, ask the Gemara, if the Pasuk is teaching us that we need to have two witnesses, and without two witnesses, she's not going to be also to her husband, then lishta kromino. I don't need a Pasuk to teach us that. The Asi Dover Dover Mimomin. We can learn Xerishova. The Pasuk says, Kimotsuba Ervis Dover. And the Pasuk says, Apishne Edom Yokum Dover. So we know that you always need two witnesses. We will know. Like in all situations, we need two witnesses. So if the Pasuk is teaching us that we need two witnesses, that's obvious. For that, I don't need a Pasuk. Answers the Gemara Itzrach. I still need the Pasuk. I would think that the Saita is different. Because we're Glayim Ladover. We already have all of this circumstantial evidence. Shrei Kinala, Venistero, there was Kinim and Stira. And therefore, Lis Amin by Eidechot. And therefore, I would think that maybe one aid is to be believed. Says the Pasuk, you need two aidim. So at this point, the Gemara is considering that maybe if I didn't have this other Pasuk, I would say that the Eid Einbar means that you don't have two witnesses, that you need two witnesses. Says the Gemara, Umi Atzis Amr Dei Nemabah. Can you say that the Pasuk is teaching us that a single witness is not believed? V'sharya v'midiksev v'lay nitvasa. If the Pasuk says she wasn't forced, Mechlal Des Surah, what the Pasuk is saying is that if, how could you say that the Pasuk is saying that a single witness is not believed, but the Pasuk says only because she wasn't forced is he not believed? It seems to teach us that if she wasn't forced, she would be Osir, even if there was no witnesses, even if there's only one witness. Itzrich. Sakadat Khamina, I would say, that she's not believed unless there are two Adim. And even with two, we need to make sure that she wasn't forced. Kamash Malon, the Pasuk teaches us from the Pasuk of that we quoted in Taparamid, Layokam Eid Be'ish, that Eid means two witnesses. And the Pasuk is saying there are no two witnesses, there's only one witness, and as long as she wasn't forced, if there was previously a kinui v'stira, she will become also to her husband. Rishuaima Mekanala Pinshnayim. Rishua said both kinui and stira have to have two witnesses. Ask the Gemara my time to Rishua. Amakra, the Pasuk that we just quoted, Ve'ed Einba, by the Tumah, there is no need for two Edim. By Tumah we don't need two Edim, but both by Kinui and Stira, two Edim are required. Rabbi Lezer, who said that for Kinui we need two Edim, but for Stira one Ed is enough, he will learn Oimer, Ba V'loi B'Kinui. Only for Kinui, the Pasuk is saying, we need two Edim, but for Stira one Ed is enough. Ask the Gemara, you're saying that the Ba is only excluding one act. Why are we saying that the Ba excludes Kinui? Maybe the Ba excludes Stira. Vayim Ba V'loi B'Stira. Answers the Gemara, Skira Iskish L'Tuma. We find that the Torah compares Stira to Tuma, as the Pasuk says, V'Nistra V'Ninitma. So if Tuma 1-8 is enough, says Rebbe Lezer, so too for Stira is 1-8 enough. Ask the Gemara, if Kinui Nami Iskish L'Tuma. We find that the Torah compares Kinui also to Tuma. The Ksiva Kines Ishtoi V'Ninitma. So we see that Kinui is compared to Tuma. And says the Gemara, Amit Rechman Ba, that the Torah says that even though we're comparing Kinui to Tuma, Ba, by Kinui we need two Edim. Ask the Gemara where we came from before, Omari Isa. We see that both Kinui and Stira are compared to Tuma. We also have the word Ba that comes to exclude one of those situations. So why are we excluding Kinui and not excluding Stira, and say by Kinui two Edim are required, not by Stira? Answers the Gemara, Mestabra Stira Adifa. It makes more sense to say that by Stira one Ed is enough. She can't usher Sakatuma. Stira is much closer to prohibiting the wife. Because as we learned in the Mishnah, even when there was already Stira, the husband may no longer remain with the wife. Ask the Gemara, Adarabba, Kinui Adifa. Kinui should be treated more stringently. She can't Ika Gervla. That's what starts the whole ball rolling. Because there was Kinui, she could become a Saita. Says the Mar, Ilav Stira, Kinui Ika. If there was no Stira, what's the point of the warning? So certainly, perhaps the Stira should be treated that it needs to aid him. Ask the Marvel, like Kinui Stira Me'ani. So again, the Gemara is sort of debating which is the subject that we should be more stringent by. Afilach Stira Difa. we certainly treat stira more like tuma, the schat the tuma who, it's the beginning of the tuma process, she's already also to her husband. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah said that kinui requires two edim, stira one aid. Says the Gemara, masnis like aitana. However, our Mishnah is not like the following tana. The tanya Rabbi Yosi b'Yehuda oim Mishnah Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yosi b'Yehuda holds that Rabbi Elazar holds hamikane l'ishtoi kinui mikane l'api echod. Kinui is done with one aid, or mashkula pi shnayim. According to him, Rabbi Elazar's opinion is reversed. Kinui is with one aid, and stira is with two aidim. Ask the Rami Tamad Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. What's the reasoning for Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Amakra ba by tumba one aid is enough for like b'stira. B'stira we need two aidim. Ask the Gemara, maybe the way to understand this is Eima Ba V'lo B'Kinui, and the Torah is teaching us that by Tuma one aid is enough, but by Kinui you need two aidim. Answers the Gemara, Kinui is Kishlo Tuma. Kinui is compared to Tuma, as we said the Pasuk, the Ksiv, the Kinis Ishtoi V'Yinitma. And just like for Tuma one aid is enough, so too for Kinui. Ask the Gemara if that's the basis of the reasoning. Stira nami is kishlo tuma. Stira is also compared to tuma, because the pasuk says v'nistra v'hi nitma. Answer the Gemara, that pasuk is not coming to teach us that stira should have the same din as tuma. And just like by tuma 1:8 is enough, so too by stira 1:8 is enough. That pasuk is coming to teach us l'kamish shir stira. How long is the shir of stira? When will it be considered that there was stira over here? When could they tumasa? When they were secluded in the matter of time, they could have relations. Says the Gemara, Hashivu Chachamah Dim Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. The Chacham said to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Ein L'davar Soif. If you're going to say the kinui is through one aid, it'll be terrible, mind you, because what's going to happen? What do they mean? Says the Gemara, the Zimnun the Loikani. There will be a situation where he really didn't do kinui, but since kinui can be done by privately. He'll say he did kinui when he really didn't, says the Gemara. And according to our version of Rabbi Elazar, is it any better? Hala Mishnah Seinu, Yesh L'davar Soif. And according to our Mishnah, are things better? Zimnan, where our Mishnah says that stira can be done by the husband alone or by the 1:8, but if the husband alone could do stira, maybe it'll be a situation, Zimnan the lawyer stater, there really wasn't stira. Vomistater, and he'll say that there was stira. Am Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Afla Divrei Rabbi Yosef. What they meant to say was that even according to Rabbi Yosef, Ein L'davar Soif. What they meant to say is that the husband's issue is an issue by according to any way we learn it, but it's more of an issue if the husband does kinui by himself. Says the Mar, Afla Divrei Rabbi Yosef. And the Gemara, ask the Gemara, Afla Divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, does it mean by saying even according to the words of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, V'loyel Boyel Mishnah Seinu, but according to our Mishnah certainly there's a problem? Adarabba, on the contrary, we're saying now that if a husband can do something himself, it could cause problems. Certainly, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, it's more of an issue than according to the Mishnah. Because according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, can be done by the husband himself. So then the woman is completely not warned, and she is going to have, and unknown to her, she may violate and be secluded with this man. But in our Mishnah, at least, she knew about the kinui, and she knows to watch out. Adrabba Mishnah say knew that the woman had edim for the kinui, ikker, and she knows to watch out. Hossam, where there are no edim for the kinui, leke ikker, she doesn't know to watch out. This is the way to understand what the Chacham said to Rabbi Yosef. On Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yosef, on Rabbi Yochanan, the Divrei Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Afla Mishnah Seinu, even according to the Mishnah, you have to put in the Ve'af, that says the Mashal, and the Dovah Seif. Certainly, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, we have a problem. How a husband can do kinui without the wife's knowledge, and then the wife not knowing about it may end up doing stira because she wasn't properly on guard. And even in our Mishnah, where she was on guard, she is someone on guard, because there were two aidim for the kinui, it still could cause that she should not, it should still cause that she's not going to be properly careful, because stira could be done by the husband alone. Amr of Chanina Masura. A person shouldn't say to a wife nowadays, don't be secluded with such a man. Because we may be found that Lachar of Yosef Yehuda that holds Kina Piatzmai, Kina could be done by the husband himself, or Mistatra, and then afterwards, she not being careful, because the Kina really wasn't done properly, because it was saying Kina could be done even by the husband alone, and he'll say he did Kina, and he didn't even do Kina. There's no Saita water that could examine if she's really pure or not. And she'll remain usur to her husband. The Farshim ask, why is this problem only nowadays, not in the time of Chazal? Rekiva Eger says, because in the time of Chazal, what could always happen is that the husband could do kinui in stira again, and then the meisaita will give her the mayim ha'ma'arim to drink, and the mayim ha'ma'arim will cause her to be checked, not only for her current infidelity, for all previous situations, which will cause her to be examined and determined if she is or she isn't tahor. That would have not be possible nowadays. Mefarshim also explained that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where there were the Mayim HaMa'arim, women by nature were much more sensitive to Kinu V'Stira, and they were much more careful. Nowadays, where there's no Mayim HaMa'arim, people aren't so sensitive, and they aren't so careful, and therefore, women, one should avoid Kinu altogether. What happens if a person didn't learn the Gemara, and he was Mekana his wife? What should he do? The Rashba says he should be meichel, he should forgive that kinui, and by forgiving that kinui, the kinui will become null and void, and she will not have the problems that the Gemara discusses. The Shalos Teshuvos Avni Nezer explains that when the Gemara says that a person should not be mekana his wife nowadays, it means that a person shouldn't tell his wife, don't specifically have seclusion with a specific man. But it doesn't mean that a husband has no right to tell his wife to act in a moral, sneers fashion. Certainly it is the obligation of every husband to bring a ruach, to bring a spirit of sneers, of morality and proper behavior into his home.